Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
I'm Damien Havenan with your 7 News briefing for Thursday, November 25. A man has been charged with an extraordinary haul of weapons and explosives on a property northwest of Sydney. Police seized 40 firearms and more than 250 kilos of explosives late yesterday. They also found pipe bombs, ammunition and a ballistic vest at the Currajong property. A 45-year-old man is facing various firearms charges and more charges are expected as police continue their investigation. Millions of Australians are in for a wet end to the week, with the Bureau of Meteorology warning of widespread rainfall across the country. Heavy rain and storms are forecast for much of eastern Australia as a deepening low pressure system moves towards the east coast across today and tomorrow, with strong southerly winds set to follow. Flood warnings are now in place for many areas across New South Wales and Queensland as conditions worsen. And Australians hoping to cross the ditch and visit New Zealand are in for a long wait, with Aussie tourists locked out until April 2022. Although fully vaccinated Kiwis in Australia will be able to visit New Zealand from January 17, non-citizens will have to wait until April 30, and then they'll still need to self-isolate for a week. New Zealand's tourism ministry has slammed the decision, claiming the new border restrictions will keep the country off the radar and shut out to the rest of the world. And that is your 7 News Briefing. I'm Damien Haffenden.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.